expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required, and from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. For those of us who like to keep a calendar or set a reminder on our phone, the return of Jesus doesn't work like that. As Jesus said, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. This is not a hurry up and wait situation. This is a deliberate mindset that Christ is calling us to have. Be ready all the time. But why? Jesus said, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Peter looked for clarification from Jesus, wanting to know whether this applied to just the disciples present or for all. And of course, on this side of the story, we know this to be applicable to all. And while that's the case, Jesus knew not everyone would take this warning and instruction seriously. As Jesus continues with the master-servant analogy, he outlines the difference between a diligent servant and a dismissive servant. And as you would expect, the diligent servant will be the one rewarded when his master comes. The dismissive servant, who put himself in the position of his master because he didn't take his master seriously, found himself in a world of trouble. The analogy is pretty clear, isn't it? We dare not put ourselves in the place of the master. Jesus is coming, and just because we don't know when doesn't give us the license to disregard. And before we start thinking, well, hey, maybe I would qualify as the servant who didn't know any better, and I won't be too severely punished. Let me just say, one, if you're reasoning that way, you don't understand the reality of heaven very well. And two, I don't believe any of us would qualify for that servant. We have God's complete and written word. We have the ability to read it and understand it. And furthermore, that's God's end of the stick as to which servant applies to that statement of Jesus. The fact is, the truth from Jesus himself is that he's coming back. And so how will he find you and me? How will we be serving? May God help us to not be dismissive of Christ, but to be diligent of his words, of his warnings, serving him each day. Thanks so much for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.